Switch gears to this awful story about the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms breaking the law. I note first that under the Constitution, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are matters for the states to regulate. And so the whole BATF itself, the whole federal bureau that does this regulation, is unconstitutional. The feds have no lawful role regulating these areas of behavior. But the story behind this so-called Operation Fast and Furious seems to be growing and getting worse every day. We know that Attorney General Eric Holder told Mexican officials of the existence of this nefarious program in 2009. We also know that the Attorney General told a congressional committee that he first learned of it in the spring of 2011. And yesterday we learned that the FBI agent in charge of the Phoenix FBI office told a national security staffer in the White House about the program in September 2010. We also learned yesterday that the BATF and the FBI lost track of over 1,000 guns in this program. The program worked like this. The BATF and the FBI have used their undercover folks to leak word that certain gun shops will look the other way and let anybody buy anything. The FBI and the BATF had already told the gun shop owners that they will not be prosecuted for selling guns to felons and other unqualified persons, even though such sales are themselves felonies, because the government wants these guns out there so it can trace them. The guns are not sporting rifles and they're not handguns. These guns that the feds let gun shop owners sell to known criminals are high-powered, military-type weapons. The felons who buy the guns are not federal agents or informants. They are themselves criminals and thugs who can be counted upon to resell those guns to Mexican drug cartels and other organized criminal groups. From all of this, we can draw a few interesting conclusions. It is inconceivable that the Attorney General did not know of this program prior to the time he told a congressional committee that he first learned of it. He apparently wasn't under oath when he spoke to the committee. However, he still may have committed the same crime for which his Department of Justice is now prosecuting Roger Clemens, lying to the Congress. Second, the feds broke the law in order to enforce the law, as it is the job of the FBI and the BATF to prevent felons and others legally unqualified to purchase these guns from doing so. The crimes these federal agents committed are malfeasance in office and what we call criminal facilitation, helping a criminal to commit a crime. I can tell you from my own years on the bench that the government has done this before. It has let bad guys get guns so as to see what they do with the guns, but it has never publicly acknowledged doing so. This federal lawbreaking only came to light because of this man. His name was Brian Terry. He was a federal Border Patrol agent who was not involved in letting these guns getting into the hands of criminals. No, he was murdered by a person using one of those guns. And only through that tragedy did all of this come to light. This is a very sad day and a black mark for contemporary federal law enforcement at the highest levels. It has been exposed as a lawbreaker. Its lawbreaking killed one of its own. Its senior official probably lied about this in an environment in which a lie is a crime. Why would the Attorney General lie? Perhaps to protect the president, who must have been told that this program was not going well. When the government breaks the law it has sworn to uphold, it becomes a law unto itself. And no one's freedom, and as we have seen in this case, no one's life is secure. The folks who did this should be prosecuted, but the culture that permitted it must be eradicated. And that will require honesty at the highest levels of government, something that seems in short supply these days.